this is a sea change in federal policy altogether. The federal government, for the first time, all executive agencies, of course, basically the vast bulk of the federal government, will be granting health care benefits to same-sex partners. Now, we have to be honest, we don't know a lot of the details yet. We don't know exactly how President Obama is going to define same-sex partners, but we know there are some states and, of course, many companies that already have been doing this, and there is plenty of precedent for the Obama administration to choose from in how they corroborate who is a same-sex partner, who is not. We also don't know the extent of the other benefits. We know health care, which, of course, is such a premium benefit for anybody, especially in federal government. Healthcare is on the table. Anyone who is in a long-term relationship with a same-sex partner right now will be able to get their federal healthcare benefits. We don't know what the other plans are. We don't know what kind of financial benefits, how far this extends. That's what we will find out, hopefully, very soon, over the course of today anyway.
And Lisa, what are you hearing about the timing of this announcement? I mean, some of the AP reports have said, well, it's because the president needed to throw something to the gay and lesbian community over his recent decision to keep the same policy in the military over Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Yeah, it has been interesting to watch this. The president is certainly under a lot of pressure from gay activist groups who say it's time to change policy, and they thought he was the man to do it, but he has not made that a priority, and it's not clear exactly how he will tackle bigger subjects. For example, he is someone who opposes same-sex marriage, but he does support domestic partnerships. Here's how it went. First, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton made the first move, in, as many of your listeners know, adding some benefits to same-sex partners at the State Department.
It was like domestic partnership in terms of your residence abroad and
exactly.
Also diplomatic passports. But I asked specifically this question of one of our other analysts on the air, and they said basically in order to get health care or pension benefits, that would take a change at another level.
Exactly. And that started with the Secretary of State. And just briefly from there, obviously the ball was rolling. And now President Obama is making that change on a larger level. As far as kind of gay activists go and the pressure, it is interesting that he's making this announcement today, one day before President Obama speaks at a major Democratic fundraiser. And we know some heavyweights in the gay community who are big Democratic fundraisers have pulled out in the last few months, taken their money with them, said we're not going to give more money to the Democratic Party until we see some action. And this announcement comes today, one day before a major fundraiser.
Well, that's a bigger deal, isn't it? Is it a big deal that the gay community can put such pressure on the administration to make a change?
You know, I think there's a lot of groups trying to put a lot of pressure on this president. You know, you can even say Republicans have been pressuring the president on Guantanamo Bay, on detainee photos, those kinds of issues where the president has moved to the right. And here, well, on Guantanamo Bay, he's still going to close it, but on the subject of not disclosing detainee photos, Republicans say that their pressure has worked and that the president is now a little bit more on the right on that issue. But from the left on social issues, he also has a great deal of pressure. I think it is a big deal who pressures him, but so far it's not clear how the president, if pressure matters to this president. We don't know that answer yet. He certainly feels it and is aware of it. We don't know how it plays into his decision making.
Yes, yeah, so far he hasn't really been challenged in any meaningful way on too many major policies. I mean, the Republicans have talked about health care, but there hasn't been this kind of direct assault type of challenge yet.
Right.
Until now.
It is interesting that, in fact, he has at least as many problems on the left as he does on the far left as he does on the right. I think that Republicans have been surprised that he has been more middle of the road on a lot of policies. I think some folks on the farther left really wanted President Obama to immediately dismantle Don't Ask, Don't Tell, to move faster to close Guantanamo Bay, and certainly not to keep any sort of detainee photos hidden. There are a lot of questions about what President Obama's wiretapping policy is. A lot of people watching him, how he handles detainee trials, what happens with them in the future. There are a lot of people on the left who feel that he hasn't moved fast enough, far enough away from some Bush policies, especially in national security. And he is getting a lot of pressure there, but he certainly seems to be aiming for a middle ground overall. We'll see how successful that is in the end.
And so we're expecting this announcement tonight from the Oval Office, is it?
We are, 5:45, so when people are heading home from work is when we expect the president to sit down and be at the microphone.
Is that a pool feed, or is it a, what will it be, do we know?
I have to look at that. I believe it's just a group announcement. Let me see exactly what the pool situation is there. I'm pulling this up on my computer. It is pooled press in the Oval Office. So we will be getting tape of that announcement. I don't know if it'll be live or not, but we'll at least be getting tape shortly after it happens.